oddly enough, the topic of The Descent of Man is much more controversial. And there are some reviews. The Times, for example, said, you know, how can a man like Darwin publish on this subject at a time when there are revolutions occurring in parts of Europe and Vienna and other places? How can he do that? But on the other hand, I'd say overall, the reaction is much more muted than you might think. People are beginning to take Darwin's ideas much more seriously. There's a lot of interest in it. But it's a very controversial idea, and of course the book does raise lots of discussion and controversy.
So Darwin famously finished On the Origin of Species with elliptical comment that light would be thrown on human origins, and then rather hoped, I think, that other people would take that up. And to some extent they did. So there was quite a lot of discussion about the place of humans in nature in the years after Origin was published. But Darwin himself was under constant pressure to say more about his own views on human evolution. So he took something that had originally been going to be a tiny part of his big book, his projected big book on natural selection, and turned it into not one book, but two books, which dealt a bit more directly, at least, with humans. And the first one of those was Descent of Man and Selection in Relation to Sex, which actually talks much more about sex in animals than it does in humans. But it did tackle questions that had been raised, like the moral nature of human beings, and attempted to explain the kind of things that people generally pointed to as distinguishing humans from other animals. Things like the ability to feel things like shame and to display altruism. And he looked at the origins of some of those things in relation to what he could see amongst the wider animal kingdom. He still ended up with a body of material, even when he'd sort of pretty much got Descent to the stage where he wanted it, that he felt needed further treatment. And that really was on this question of expression of emotion. And so that became a separate later book. And that was really eagerly anticipated. It broke ground in a number of different ways. For one thing, it used photography in a way that popular science books had not used before. It was a book that, where he, I think perhaps more consciously than some others, knew that this was going to be a popular book. He used it himself. Once it was published, he sent it to friends and relatives, some of them friends he hadn't seen for years. And so some of those beagle names come back again into his life in the early 1870s when he published his Expression, because this is a book that he really thinks is going to get people talking, and it does.